I got a feeling this microphone's not going to work out either. No, that's be fine. I want you to find your place over here at Matthew chapter 25. I'm just going to read one verse. Matthew 25. Let's get to the verse here. Wait for me. Matthew 25 and verse number 21. If you're there, say amen or give us a good honk. Matthew 25:21. Let's read it out loud together in our cars. Let's begin. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." We understand that this passage of Scripture, I'm just going to free myself if that's all right. I might preach and the Lord will come down and help us. I do feel like preaching a little bit today. The Scripture that we just read stated in several places of the Bible, in that passage of Scripture, that parable of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, He gave a parable stating that there are three kinds of servants. The Lord, He gave talents to these servants of His, and the Bible says that He kind of left a little while, and He was going to come back. And Jesus has left us for a little while, and He's coming back. And He gave three servants talents, which we understand is a type of money that was used in that time. And Christ was expecting them to put it to good use. He wanted them to make wise investments. The Lord wanted to be profited. And God wants people to be saved. He wants people to, His kingdom to grow. He wants His church to grow. And He wants your life to grow. And so, what the Bible says is that He made them over, stewards over those talents. The one steward, they got five talents. Another steward got, what, two talents? Isn't that what it says, brother, or three? And then another one got one. The person that got the five talents went and multiplied and did a good job, got five more. And so when the Lord returned, He said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things." Well, then He goes to the next servant, the next steward. And they said, "Well, let's see how what you did." And behold, he that had two talents, I think it said, had four. And he did a good job. And he said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Behold, I will make thee ruler over many things." But the Bible says that he went into the third steward, and we see that he didn't even have the one talent left. He had dug a hole somewhere and got to digging into the dirt, into the lower things of this earth. I don't know why he got to be messing around with dirt and little things like dirt, but he got to digging in that thing. Let me tell you something, friend. If you and I dig in the wrong places, we can lose the talent that God's given us. If we invest in the wrong things, then we can lose the talent God's given us. There's a many of preachers today that got to digging around in the things of this earth, and they lost the talent that God had given them. And He's going to come back, and He's going to be saying, "Thou slothful and wicked servant, where is that talent?" There's a many of moms and dads that had children that they should have invested in, but they got busy digging around the dirty things of this earth, and they got to digging holes that they should have never been digging in to begin with. And now those kids are far off, and God's going to come back, and He's going to say, "Where is that talent I give you?" Amen. So we don't want to be like that servant, do we? So the first two servants in this parable, I want you to pay close attention to. He said that you are faithful over a few things. And there are things that God gives us that we have no control over. Amen? Right. There's just some things I can't do, Sister Becky. There's some things that I have no control over. And that's a peaceful reality to me. It lets me know, Brother Stephen, that there's just some things that's totally up to God. There's just certain things in life that are totally up to God. But there are some things that I do have control over. Huh? There are some things God specifically has given to Nathan Elliott Housley of Oldham County, Kentucky, pastoring here at this church, that God says, "You have control over this, and I want you to do good with it and be a good steward, because when I come back, and Frank, God is coming back. Hey, when the Lord returns, He wants to see what we've done with His stuff that He's given us control over. Now, He said, thou hast been faithful over a few things. A few things. Listen, I'm not in control over everything. I'm in control over a few things. It is better that we do good with a few things God's given us and to be faithful, amen, than to be unfaithful over the many things that isn't even in our control to begin with. Huh? So let me talk to you about three things I think we all can say we have control over. These are things that did not originate with us, but there are a few things, He said, a few things. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. These are some few things God's given to each of us, Brother Stewart, that everybody in their cars today, whether you're young, you're middle-aged, you're senior, doesn't matter. These few things everybody has. And number one, let me write it down now. Number one, your Christian values. They come from God. Oh, Lord, help me. Y'all getting it now? Hey, your Christian values did not originate with mom and dad. My Christian values did not originate with the church. My Christian values did not originate with my grandparents. My Christian values go all the way back to Jesus Christ and the disciples and the apostles and the Word of God. Hey, my friend, I don't drink because wine is a mocker, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The Bible says, thou shalt not touch the unclean thing. That value did not come from Governor Andy Beshear, and Andy Beshear ain't going to take that value away. My values come from the Word of God, and these are things that Christ gives to us. Hey, my value is that every life is precious in the sight of God. Red and yellow, black and white, amen. They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Where did I get that value, my brother? I'm telling you, I got it from Jesus Christ all the way back in the Word of God. And that Christian value comes from God. And He's given it to me as a talent. And I want to be faithful with that talent, amen. Let me tell you, children, if you've got some young folks in the car today, let me help you. Debt is a bad, bad idea. Debt will ruin your marriage. Debt will ruin your life. Debt will cause you unheard of issues and problems. Hey, divorce is caused by two major things: bad communication and money problems. I'm not coming up with this, but guess what the Bible says? Whosoever is the borrower is a slave to the lender. My friend, you ought to try your best to get out of debt. And I'm telling you from experience. Listen, I know it's getting quiet out there, but I'm trying to help you young kids. Hey, my Christian values don't come from the credit card machine, and they don't come from APR quotes. They don't come from the local bank station. Amen. My beliefs come from the Word of God. And God tells me to try to stay clear of that stuff. I can't serve God if I'm serving everybody else and trying to pay off my debts. Now, I'm not being mean to you. I'm not. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm telling you some things about our Christian values. Amen. How to say yes, sir, and no, ma'am, and please, and thank you. That's called being polite. Now, these kids today, they get on there, and I got to watch out. My son and my daughter, they getting on these video games and put the headsets on, and they get on playing their games and talking to their friends. And guess what? If they're not careful, doesn't the Bible say that filthy communication corrupts good manners? Isn't that exactly what it says in the authorized King James Version Bible? Listen, young person today, you can't just hang around everybody and listen to what they say. Some of that stench will start to rub off on you. My friend, if you and I go live with the hogs for 24 hours a day, you and I are going to come out smelling like a pig, amen. You might try to wash that off a little while, but that stench is going to stick on you a little while. Hey, kids, if you ain't careful and you base your values on what your friends are doing and what your friends are watching and how your friends cuss and steal and cheat and rob, my friend, that ain't a Bible value. I want to tell you, my friend, God Himself give us those values. Our Christian values come from Jesus. I just want to be, when the Lord comes back, I know I'm not perfect. I know I sin. I know I make mistakes. But I want Him to know I have attempted in my life, Lord, to pass these Christian values down from
to the next generation. I don't want to be a generation that fails to pass those values. I don't want to be a part of the generation where God said, this was the generation that did not pass the tradition of the Christian values down to the next generation. I don't care what everybody else's values are. My job is not to control their values. Hello? God's talking about mine. He said, thou hast been faithful, huh? And what it said? Over a few things. And those few things involve, number one, my Christian values. Marriage is still, by God's divine design, between one man and one woman until death do us part. Hallelujah! That did not come from the government. That come from God. That did not come from a contract. That came from the covenant God made with Adam and Eve when He made the first couple in the world. That is a divine design created by God. He has copyrighted that design. The world is trying to come up with all kinds of designs, in all kinds of schemes, in all kinds of lust, in all kinds of perversions. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, He says, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. I can go on and on and on about these values, the values that we have. I don't want to be the generation that fails to pass the baton to the next. Amen. And I tell you what, brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about you here in just a minute, but I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. When God has given His word to us, it is a word that He expects that we profit by it. Let's not dig in the dirt. Huh? Hey, I know it's fun to dig. I know we like to get our shovels out of mischief. Huh? How many kids get their little spoons and shovels out and forks and think they can dig through? I remember when I was a little kid, Brother Joe, I thought I could dig through to China. Well, I got that far in and I give up, amen. Hey, we just like to dig. We like to put our nose in places where they ought not to be. And sometimes when we get distracted, we lose our values and we lose our talents. And we wonder where they are. I'm going to tell you where they are. They're down in that dirt hole y'all been digging in, amen. I want you to go back to that dirt hole. And I want you to dig up that value God's given you. And I want you to treat it like it comes from God, because it is. The second thing that I believe is a talent the Lord has given us. I want to make sure I keep in my mental order here. Our Christian vocation. The Bible says that you are to walk worthy of the vocation. Vocation. V-O-C-A-T-I-O-N. Vocation. Hey man, I want a vacation, but vocation. Vocation means your walk, your job, your career. We have a Christian job to Jesus. Our Christian vocation. Well, it starts in the home. Parents, you have a Christian vocation. Hey, that's a talent. As a mother, God's given you. Father, He's given you a Christian vocation. It didn't come from you, it come from God. We have a responsibility to do good to our children. Hey, not to abuse our children. Not to be unkind and unruly with our children. The Bible says, if a man know not how to rule his own house, how's he going to be able to take care and preach and pastor a church? And so I try to do my part. And I want my kids and my son, as he grows up, I don't want to fail. I want him to know God's given you a talent, and you're going to be learning how to use this talent. One day you're going to be a father if God has that in your life. And you're going to be a husband when God has that in your life. And my son, I want you to know that you have to treat that talent with respect and walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. The world is going to try to pull you. Hey, friend! The world is going to try to pull you to the left. And God of the world is going to try to pull you to the right. You stay on that straight and narrow path. Hey, if your friend goes sour, you stay true to God. Amen, brother. If your friend try to pull you over here and they start cussing and drinking and partying and living like the devil, they're going to reap what they sow. If you sow the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. My friend, stick with God and God will bless your life. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. I want y'all to have confidence in your preacher. I just want to tell you something clear now. I'm not going to lie to you. I told y'all I am a sinner. Y'all got that. You know that. But there's the old saying, Steady as a preacher. You ever heard that song? The old Lady Antebellum song, American Honey, that's the name of it. Steady as a preacher. Even the world sings about the preacher being steady. Well, won't you be steady with the Lord? Amen. Won't you be that steady mother? You can't be steady, and I'm preaching myself. I can't stay to 2 or 3 o'clock at night, stay up all night long, Brother Stewart. Wake up at 12 o'clock. I'm preaching against myself, y'all. Y'all just let me get the preaching right now. Y'all just listen and watch. And so I got to be careful. I have to be careful. I ain't going to be too much of what God's called me to be if I'm not doing my part and giving it my best. I got to wake up every day and I pray, God, help me. Help me not to start the day wrong with the wife and the kids. You say you do that in your home? Oh, yes, I do. Lord, I want to be a good steward. And I'm not perfect. That's why I have to have your help, God. And hopefully, when the Lord does return, He'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You didn't have control over all these things, but you were faithful over a few things. Huh? And let me give you a third thing. Not only, number one, what was my first point, Brother Stewart? What was my first point? Our Christian values. Amen. Not only my Christian values, do I want to be faithful. Not only my Christian vocation, do I want to be faithful. But let me give you a last thing. Our Christian voices. 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 John was that voice that was crying in the wilderness. Son, he didn't care if they chopped his head off. He was going to be faithful preaching the Word of God. He preached against sin. He preached about the Savior. He talked about the kingdom of God. He was a faithful witness. My friend, you have a voice for God. And if you're going to use it for the world, then you better use it for the Lord. If you're going to sing for God on Sunday, then you better sing for God on Monday. If you're going to live for God on Sunday, amen, then you better live for God on Tuesday. Hey, that's right. If you're going to pray on the Sabbath, then you ought to pray in the week as well. Oh, that's some good preaching right there in LaRue County. Amen, Brother Lee. Come on, brother. Lee's having a blessing over here. Hey, you can't do that. Well, I can't tell. See, that's what I'm saying, Brother Stewart. Here's my point. God has not given me control over Harlan. As much as I want to control that unruly brother, he's not. Brother Harlan is a blessing, y'all. But he's given me control over me and the talent that he's given me. And some of us think, well, I'm not this and I'm not that. But you're a steward and you're a servant of God. Amen? You are a servant of God. God wants you to be faithful over the few things. Say, we can't come to church, but look, you're here. How many people today have used this as an excuse to sleep in, to not honor the Sabbath? Huh? How many people today have decided they're not going to live for the Lord? They're just going to be corrupted and let everybody continue to influence them and the doubt settle in and people lack that joy and hope. But yet you have pressed through the situation. And God, if He were to come back today, He can say, you are faithful. I'm not the best at everything, but there's some things, by golly. Amen, Brother Stewart. I want to be somewhat good at. I may not know how to shoot an arrow real good, but I'm good at a buckshot with a 12 gauge. Amen. Some of you may not know how to drive a motorcycle, but you can drive that SUV. Some of you have not a clue. If you were to be put behind the driver's seat of a manual shift vehicle, you'd kill yourself and those around you. But here you are today driving this automatic. Hey, there's some things you can do, and there's some things we can do. I'm not in control of what everybody else can do. That's not my job. God wanted me to be faithful over the few things that I do have control over. And that's my Christian voice. I want to use my voice to Christ. Huh? Let me ask you a question. Are you faithful? Can we all agree on something? God is always faithful. God is always faithful. He's never failed us yet. We fail God all the time. And my friend, just to be honest, quite frankly, we're not very faithful compared to God. I talked about that sun that's out there shining brightly. Right now, we don't see it. We just see these old gray and dark and tribulation clouds come up over us, kind of like that pandemic setting in emotionally, spiritually. Our finances setting in emotionally, like that gray cloud of dark and despair. But I want you to know, friend, that sun is shining bright in all of its glory. And we don't see it today. But if we were to leave this earth and go into the black space of eternity, we could see that sun is always shining. He's always been faithful. He's never one time said, "Lord, I don't want to obey today." The sun never says, "God, I don't want to obey today." He never says, "I want to take a day off." Every time God says, "Get up and shine," that sun gets up and shines. God's faithful. He makes everything work in a perfect order. We're not as faithful sometimes as we like to think that we are. Now, I'm not trying to be mean and downgrade you, but I want you to know when God does come back, He's not going to ask you. Now, don't lose me now. Don't lose me, church, okay? I love you, and I'm all for doing good things, but He's not going to ask you what was in your retirement account.
Right, amen.
He's not going to ask you, how big did you grow your business? I'm all for that. I'm for God, grits, and gravy. Don't underestimate my beliefs on that, amen. If you can go out there and get it, get out there and get it. What you earn is all yours. Amen. You just honor the Lord. Bring your ten. God will continue to bless. Don't misunderstand me. But when the Lord does return, and He is coming back, He said, "I'll be back." When He does come back, what He wants to know is, were we faithful over those few things? Those few things. Isn't that a blessing? That takes some pressure off of my shoulders. Amen, Brother Harvey? Like I said, I'm not called to be control over everything. I am not, that is not my job. But He has given me a few things. Now some of you that may be 5 talents, some of you that may be 1 talent. Are you faithful in that? Here's the thing. Brother Philip, if I can be faithful in what God has given to me, and He blesses and approves it, God will give me more. He'll give me more responsibility. But if I'm not faithful over the few things, well, He'll take even that. And He'll take that away from me and give it to somebody who will be faithful with it. Church, we might well listen to the preacher. We might be the last Christian generation on this planet before the rapture of Jesus Christ. We need to stick to the book, amen. We need to stay prayed up. We need to stay fired up. We need to say no to sin and temptation. And we need to say yes to God. If God's blessed you with a chair, then you ought to use it to bring glory to God all the days of your life. One of these days, that Eastern cloud is going to split open, and the church is going to be erupted out of here. And it could be this year. Let's be sure that we're faithful in these difficult times. Be faithful, church. That's all I can tell you. Be faithful. I know many of you, God has just blessed you. You're doing just fine. And quite frankly, you kind of enjoy this time away and everybody's staying home. And others of you, you're able to work and still function and carry on. God's provided for you. You ain't died. I know that ain't proper English, but I was raised in Kentucky too. You're just alive as well as all get out. Amen. Still eating biscuits and gravy and sausage. Amen. Don't lie. You at church today. I know y'all going to McDonald's and getting them biscuits. Hallelujah. Hey, friend, you're doing just fine. You haven't gotten COVID-19. God's taking care of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Give Him glory. And then there are some, maybe a few out here today, and you're genuinely concerned. Just be faithful. Do what you can. and leave the result to God. Amen. Well, I feel the Lord's done with it. I feel the Lord's done with it. Let's do this. Andrew and Sis, could you come to the keyboard and play something? It's not raining. Would you all roll your windows down for me one time if you need to turn the addition over? Let's see those windows roll down. If you can, all the way around. Everybody be a team player. Roll your window down. All right. All right. I started off soft and I might end soft, Angie. Hopefully that works out. Yeah, that'd be fine. Keep it going there. All right, let's stick our hands out to the heavens. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life and the strength and the health that you have blessed us with this far in our journey of life. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the burial. And we thank you for the empty tomb of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that he is in heaven preparing a place for me today. He wants me to be faithful. I believe Jesus is coming back. And the Lord is going to say to the servants who were faithful, "Well done, thou good and faithful servants. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord." Father, help us to be faithful. We pray for the cure to be discovered for this coronavirus. We pray for the world. We pray for our country. Save our land and bring revival. Lord, let the rain wash away all the sin and filth of evildoers and wickedness, blasphemers and God-haters. Wash us clean, Lord, and help us to be right in the sight of our Father. Heal our land and bring that revival and salvation we so desperately need. And we'll not fail to give you the glory and the praise. We love you, Lord Jesus. Help us to love you more. In your precious name we pray. And we all shout it out. Amen. Amen.